everybody, and welcome to Heartbeats. Today I'm going to share with you on the topic of resilience. Sometimes when I look into time, into weeks that I've got, say, ahead of me, I feel like, oh my goodness, I've got so much on my calendar. What am I going to do? How am I going to get it all done? You know, as a parent, as a mother, there's always been a long list of things. There's always been chores. There's always been work plus chores, plus then time that I needed for myself, for my, you know, children, activities to do with them that isn't just, say, chores or doing work around the house, but fun things. But in all of that, I need to actually have the energy to do it. And it's not always physical energy. It can be even mental, emotional energy, spiritual energy. And I want to be resilient in that whatever battles, whatever trials, whatever long lists of jobs that I have to do week in, week out, into the coming year, that I can actually sustain myself, that I can actually do what I need to do in a good way, with a great attitude. Not like, oh, great, got to do this. Don't know about you, but that's what I often am like. And resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. It's not to be, it's in a way to be tough, but soft and gooey inside still. Tough because I have to persevere, I have to keep going. It reminds me, it might be a funny suggestion, but resilience is like elastic in a skirt, and when you let go, it pings back to you. But it's not like where you stretch out the elastic and then the elastic's gone and all of a sudden it doesn't go back. It just drops to the floor. If you ever had a skirt or pants or something and the elastic's gone, it's like it's so old or it's so worn or it's been so pushed and prodded and poked, it doesn't have any stretch anymore. Now, we as people can only stretch so far. I know when I'm juggling so many balls, I then can't juggle anymore. I've stretched myself so far, I can't stretch myself any further. But I do still want to be resilient to be able to stretch and go back at times when I need to, with a great attitude, with a smile on my face. So resilience in people is the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, in the face of tragedies, or in significant sources of stress. That's not to say I want stress in my life into the future, but I do know that times do come. Even just stress of you get home from work and you put the washing on and then some child says, hey mum, you forgot that there's something on at school, we've got to go, and you've got to cook dinner before you all go and organize this. And just the stress of life, not about extra stresses. And you want to be resilient, you want to be able to be stretched and then go back to a peaceful time, go back to things where it maybe runs in order a bit more, and have an attitude of peace, an attitude of graciousness, an attitude of, oh well, we can do this. I've met many people who are like that. I've seen mothers who have like 10 children, and in their house there's noise and running around and they're in the kitchen cooking and different things. But they just have this peace and this calmness about them that I was thinking, oh my goodness, if I was in this situation, I'd be pulling my hair out. But they have this resilience that's been graced as a gift by God to them, or they've learnt this resilience. They've learnt to stretch a bit and then go back, and stretch a bit and go back. Now, this resilience, we do have to learn. It's not like resistance training. You know, resistance training when you're doing your muscles and you push and push and push and push and push and stop. And you push and push and push and push and you stop because it's trying to build up the muscle to, for it to get used to. I guess in a way we're doing some of that, but it's not just to push through, but it's doing it with joy. It's being stretched in 2 seconds flat when something happens in your life, in your everyday, that it doesn't squash your peace. You just take it and go, okay, all right, okay. It's like being flexible, very flexible. Because what does God have for you in the next minute? I don't know. You might get a phone call. Something might happen at work with a family member, something. You know, your boss calls you in and says, I've decided to change you from working from that area to this area. Anything. You need to be resilient and flexible to be able to live with peace in your life. Now, this resilience, though, too, God helps us by becoming more mature and well-developed, ready for whatever is the next stage of our life. You know, I have to learn that God can use these challenges to build us up, to make us stronger, to make us more peaceful, to make us appreciate things more. You know, when you don't have some things and you get them, do you not appreciate it way more? You know, when you saved money from doing chores around the house and you got pocket money and you save for that bike, do you not appreciate it sometimes even more? You clean it, you shine it, you make sure the tires are all pumped up, you put it away, protected out of the weather. You don't just lie it on the ground because you earned that. You worked hard for that. So when you have built this resilience in your life, you're way more peaceful when things happen. Yes, we can still be a bit surprised or shocked. You know, we still have emotions. It's not like we're just robots. But we've learnt to withstand the buffeting of the winds. We've learnt to stand firm in our God. We've learnt to trust Him more. The resilience comes from God. It's going, Lord, whatever I face with You. Whatever comes my way, You've allowed it to come my way, but I'm with You and all things will work for good. Sometimes God sends us challenges to mature us. Think of a tree. You plant a tree and you put, when it's young, you put a stake around the tree to keep it firm. So when the wind blows, it's not going to break or fall over. And in the storms of life, you know, that's why we as parents come alongside our children and we help support them while they're still maturing. But there comes a time where you take that stake away and the tree, the child, needs to stand on their own 2 feet and take the storms. We can still come and support them, of course, but they need to be resilient. We need to teach our children resilience, maturity, encouragement to go to push themselves that little bit more, to stretch themselves that bit more, to be kinder. I think of the stretch as, I think I'm kind, but can I be kinder? I think I'm at peace, but can I be at more at peace? Because God stretches us. You think you're courageous, can you be more courageous? You think you give, could you be more giving? Because think about it, we can't outgive God. God wants us to be like Him, where He poured Himself out for us. He desires that of His people, to pour ourselves out, to give without counting the cost, to love no matter what, to love our neighbour, but love our enemies. Easy to love neighbour that you like, but is it easy to love a neighbour you don't like? To become more flexible and resilient, standing firm and strong foundations, but still facing the battles with a smile on our face, wearing the armor of God, and going forging ahead for what God has for each and every one of us. Let us ask God to be with us. Loving Father, would you teach us resilience? Teach us to be more flexible, to stretch more for you, Lord. But give us rest when we need to have rest, Lord. Give us relaxation and time to be renewed, restored, healed. Lord, you desire us to be more resilient, to withstand the battles that can come our way. But we ask you for your grace. It is only you that can do it for us, that can help us, that can show us, that can guide us, that can give us the strength to be more resilient. And we ask this in Jesus' name.